This is a special edition. It's a New Living Expo edition of Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett, coming to you from our flagship station KEST in San Francisco and simulcast on KESTradio.com. I have a special privilege with the New Living Expo coming up. I'll be there in the KEST booth, but there are presenters and speakers that you will want to meet. Our next speaker, any of you all that have been following your path as a seeker for any time at all, you're very familiar with the power of the book that came out, The Four Agreements. The Four Agreements actually was written by our guest's father, and yet he studied together with him. So through masterful guidance by his teachers and amazing life experiences with that wonderfulness of life that provided precision synchronicity, our guest came into silent knowledge as he witnessed and recognized the ability to drop the filters and witness the world as it is without any story. In fact, in his early 20s, he lost his eyesight. In the process of surrendering, he learned the value of listening, to listen to his inner wisdom, his inner integrity, and to see different perspectives while knowing that none of it is personal. He had a renewed love and gratitude for life. He found an acceptance, happiness, and abundance. He found bliss. And even as he grasped that true understanding of faith, love, gratitude, and humility through that surrender, together with modern medicine and faith, he recovered his eyesight. Everybody, I would like to introduce you to Don Jose Ruiz. Don Jose, this is everybody. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Scott. I'm so happy to be with you this beautiful morning.
This is so exciting. Now, I know it's interesting to look at this because you had to have been in an intense study of the Four Agreements just from the fact that it was your dad and he was living that. It wasn't just something he wrote. This was something he was living. What was that like growing up within that framework?
Well, it was very an honor to be growing up with my elders, with my grandmother, my mother, and my father. Ah. Who teach me the principles of life at a very early age. I didn't even grasp it. I just was living it. But until I tasted the temptation of life, you know, when they feel the pain inside and the stories that come along with it in my neighborhood, I started believing in life. And little by little, I began to move away from my family's tradition into the pure pressures of life. And growing up in Tijuana, Mexico, over there, there was a cultural tradition in my neighborhood where even if you grow up and you walk in a different part, you suck into that kind of life. Right. By the peer pressure, I got sucked into that life, and gratefully to my dad, gave me the inspiration to learn from all the things that learned, made me open my eyes in that time.
Mm-hmm. So this is a phrase that I know what it says to me, but I'd really love to, what are you saying, Jose, when you're saying a silent knowledge and witnessing the world as it is without any story?
It is what brings peace to any kind of culture, because the culture that we're bringing peace into the human culture. So when we have no story at all and we're just witnessing life as it is, then we'd be living life with no story, just with silent knowledge. And this is really the dream of the angels that my ancestors talk about. The angels is a society of positive beings that live in this world, just focusing on everything that happens in life, because there's no separation. There's no good and evil. There's just truth and lies. Even the things are saying that the things evil, everything is created by the same source. So when we make peace with the source, whatever comes, whatever story comes our way, negative or positive, we have an option, a decision to make, like where do we going to serve in our loyalty? And it always comes back to positivity, because when we're being loyal to negativity, our life is a complete mess. So when we get awareness and we just focus on positivity, that is the silent knowledge that my ancestors talk about.
That's silent knowledge. So it's very, very much stepping out of the preconceived notion or even the judgment and valuation that says this is good and this is not, and simply flowing through what is.
Yes, exactly. And it's like my family, when I was growing up, they tell me there's a giant sleeping and it's dreaming a dream. And this dream that it's dreaming is called the dream of the planet. And it's not the blue sphere, this planet Earth, talking to it, to dreaming itself, no. Is what we as humans gathered information about for more than 2,000 years. So in those 2,000 years, we make agreements, positive and negative ones, that rule our life until this very day. So the moment that we hit silent knowledge is we come to the point of the creation of the language. But now with the awareness that we have, you know, knowing the language, knowing the automatics, we can purify any kind of language there is. That's why silent knowledge is very important, because it's actually looking into the mirror and finding peace with whatever life brings to you.
Ah, yeah, it's not the hands I'm dealt. It's not the hand I'm dealt. It's how I play the hand and how I let myself depersonalize so that it's not me. Now, I'm amazed, Jose, to realize that the Four Agreements came out 15 years ago. You say last November was the 15th anniversary. Hugely powerful book. I know that it's still completely current today. It's not dated at all. But you and your father, Miguel, coordinated together and wrote an addendum or a follow-up to that that was simply named the Fifth Agreement. So my first question would be, would someone need to read the Four Agreements before they read the Fifth Agreement, or can they start right there?
No, it can start right there, because one of the things my father and Janet Mills and myself did is we put the Four Agreements before we touched into the Fifth Agreement to do a recap of with a different point of view. Now with the point of view of mastering those agreements or even practicing them. But when we reread it, it's like stepping into that path once again, and we reconnect to path. That's why when sometimes you read the Four Agreements for the second time, it feels like a completely different book. And we
Absolutely.
Read it the third time, it's a completely different book again. But the book hasn't changed, but we have changed. But in this book, the New Fifth Agreement, we give the tools, we re-explain it so we can apply the Fifth Agreement.
And so can you share with us what's a short version of the Fifth Agreement? Because I recognize that it's there to prepare us to return to our innate wisdom and to live our lives based on truth. How would you phrase a short introduction to that Fifth Agreement?
Well, the Fifth Agreement is to be skeptical, but to learn to listen. And of course, the intelligent mind would say, skeptical sounds very negative. They don't know. It's not negative. If we think positively, just think about all the power that being skeptic can bring to our life. Like we say, we're not perfect enough, we're not beautiful enough, I can't do this, I can't change. If we're skeptic to those thoughts, what's going to happen? We will not believe that, we will not give power to it, and we will grow and shine like we were meant to shine, and to follow our own heart and positivity. So this is like the most foundation of the Fifth Agreement, is when the apprentice becomes the teacher, but not to guide others, to guide itself.
So you're going to be here in the city, Jose. I'm very excited about that you'll be here in San Francisco for the New Living Expo, and you'll be doing two separate workshops. You'll be doing one workshop, I believe, which will be the Fifth Agreement, and then another workshop, which is titled A Day of Transformation with Don Jose Ruiz. Tell me about A Day of Transformation as a workshop.
Well, the Day of Transformation workshop, it is just the experience of getting all the tools from my father's and my grandmother's teachings and my own. And we open heart in this workshop. And from this point on, we practice what is called the art of dreaming. And, you know, in the Tibetan tradition, dreaming means living, that everyone's living a life. But when one wakes up, he can really find the guidance by having the awakening, so one can drive in his own life. So this is the whole purpose of A Day of Transformation, is to get all the tools and start applying them in your everyday life.
So even though that's just a one-day workshop, you really look at that as an introduction into a whole different walk of life.
Yes, because I believe with all my heart that we all have the same teacher and all the teachings of life, and that comes from life itself. So the moment that I would like to share, I say once from the beginning, I say to them when one of the people asked me, Jose, would you be my teacher? And I with humbleness and love, I said respectfully, no, because I don't want to teach you to be me. You have to learn to be you. And what we do in this workshop is we let everybody feel their self-value, their self-worth in their own words, because we cannot resist our own words. It's easy to resist somebody else, but the moment that you are aware that you're resisting your own words, you can, by the way, know, what am I doing? That's when awareness comes to practice, and this is what we offer in this Day of Transformation.
And then you've expanded your work out. I mean, I have read the list of places you've spoken and groups that you've spoken to, and it's stunning. You have been all over the place inspiring people. But you're expanding your work out beyond that inspirational work into, now there's a music project that I see you involved with, The Circle of Shadows. What's that music project? What are you working with right now, Jose?
Oh, this is one of the passions that I have in my life, and I believe that every human should live their passions in their life, you know. And yes. One of my greatest passions is between both, is between spirituality and, of course, rock and roll. And if you look at them together, they combine. They're both one of another because everything feeds off another. So one of the main things that we're doing with the Circle of Shadows is bringing positivity, like doing all the lectures and everything we talk about, but into a form of music, because when you know the music is the universal language, and of course positivity is a universal language as well. So this is what we're doing with the Circle of Shadows.
Well, you know, there's a real truth to that if you just take a look around, there are a whole lot more people that know the lyrics to favorite songs than there are people that necessarily know the primary points in whatever their favorite book might be. There's such a huge amount of teaching even put into a context of rock and roll. So is this a recording project, Jose, or are you doing live performances as well?
It's just recording process, because this is what we enjoy doing, because each one of the band members has projects of their own in their own life. They have different works from actors, engineers, music, and filming directors. But in that moment, we break away from all that for everyday life and just lock ourselves in a studio and just create the magic. Because one of the beautiful things that you were saying, how music really touches everybody, and this is what we do, you know. We all have a soundtrack to our lives, and if we put negativity in the soundtrack, that's what our life would be. But when we are very aware that we put positivity, and then we are with open ears to listen to any kind of language and message, this is what it's all about in life.
Perfect. We're going to break away for just a second because I want to make sure that everybody has the information they need about the New Living Expo. You're going to want to attend there, but you're going to want to make sure that you look for Don Jose Ruiz, his Day of Transformation workshop, as well as the Fifth Agreement with Don Jose. So get your information, grab your pen, and we'll be right back with you.
The annual New Living Expo returns to the Concourse in San Francisco, April 27th through the 29th. Celebrating 11 years of exploring better choices and new directions, the Expo returns with hundreds of exhibitors, respected speakers, and premier special events featuring Greg Braden, John Gray, and John Perkins. Enjoy a lively, interactive, and stimulating environment where new ideas blossom, relationships take root, and all are bathed in the sweet realm of infinite possibility. Hear the wisdom of teachers like Don Jose Ruiz, Terry Cole Whitaker, Lisa Nichols, and Carolyn Casey. Eat, play, listen. Visit the New Living Expo at the Concourse Exhibition Center in San Francisco. Details and the program guide are online at newlivingexpo.com or call 415-382-8300. Sponsors include KEST Radio, KPIX 5, SF Weekly, KFOG, and KPFA.
And this is Life Insights Live, the special New Living Expo edition of Life Insights Live. You're listening to your host, Scout Bartlett, and I want to reintroduce you to our guest, Don Jose Ruiz. Don has co-written with his father, Manuel, the book, The Fifth Agreement, about walking in that actual truth of who you are. The Fifth Agreement, preparing us to return to our innate wisdom, to live our lives based on truth, believing in lies leads to needless conflict and human suffering. Truth leads to self-mastery. The reward is our eternal happiness. Don Jose Ruiz will be here at the New Living Expo presenting the workshop of the Fifth Agreement and a Day of Transformation with Don Jose Ruiz. Jose, this has been fabulous. And what I'd like to dive into, you made a quick reference to dreaming and guiding your dream. Can you talk a little bit more about what that means? Because I can really hear that you're talking about the awake dream and the non-awake dream.
Yes, one of the most, the introduction that I had to the art of dreaming was with my grandfather. He passed away when I was like almost 11 and a half. But when I was 11, I remember being with the cousins around his couch, and he said to us, okay, now is the first step to do the art of dreaming. And everybody was quiet, you know, just like his grandfather was telling a story in front of a bonfire. But anyway, he said to us, when you sleep, the first thing I want you to do when you're aware that you're sleeping, I want you to wash your hands, to see your hands. Okay, then everybody went to bed fast. Everybody went to bed. Of course, no one saw their hands. But like 2 months later, I had a dream. And in my dream, I actually was seeing my own hands. And I went fastly to grandfather when I noticed, you know, I said to my dad, I want to speak to grandfather. So I went to grandfather and I said to my grandfather, I saw my hands when I was sleeping. I saw my hands when I was sleeping. And my grandfather, with a serious look in his eyes, says, did you look at your hands when you were having a sleeping brain dream or when you were dreaming awake? And I was confused. And says, "When if you see your hands sleeping, when you were sleeping, I don't want to know about it. But when I was asking you, really, everybody is to see your hands when you're sleeping. Like right now, Jose," he told me, "see your hands." In that moment, I see my hands. He goes, "See? That's intent. It took intent for you to move your hands and seeing them. Now I want you to really be experienced to whatever you see, everything you experience, because it's the tree of life." And, you know, during the years, 20 years passed, 25 years passed, until I really had the awareness that when I slept, you know, I really didn't have an out-of-body experience, because when I could have an out-of-body experience, it would be in my waking dream, because the only out-of-body experience that I could have is just watching myself sleep as I watch myself program, as I watch myself with my wounds, with my stories, with my negativity. That's the moment when I'm watching myself dreaming from that point of view, I can really transform and change my life. And that's what exactly I began doing, because when I was growing up, I put blinds in my head, you know, blinds in my eyes, thinking I was living, you know, the now truth, positive things for me, but I was living in the pathway, in the mind way, but I wasn't really respecting the body. So the moment that I could see an out-of-body experience, seeing how, you know, the lie has tricked itself in going into a different direction, is when I totally see the art of dreaming. The art of dreaming, it is like having a garden, and that garden, you have to work on it every day. Doesn't matter if you work on it one day, you still have to work the other day, because the winds will bring the seeds and life will continue to grow. So this is what my grandfather was telling to me about dreaming, is to always put attention to your perception.
I get it. Always put attention to your perception, even in your waking experience, which is also your dream. There's another phrase that you said, Jose, that I wanted to come back to. Looking, seeing life from a different perspective while knowing nothing is personal. Where's our reward in that notion of nothing is personal?
Well, our reward to ourselves is to release us from all those drama, from all the negativity. Because I remember when I was growing up, I used to take everything personal, personal. And so my father said to me, look at you, with your great personal importance and your big ego, that everything that happens around you is your fault. You're the star of the show, right? But in that moment, I reacted, because I didn't want to believe that. But then I said, oh, yes, I'm addicted to suffering. And what I do with it is that I take everything personal and I want to voice it out. I want to hurt myself with what everybody's doing. In that moment, I hurt myself with what others are doing. I hurt myself with the mirror in life. But in that moment, I really understood. Right now, I understand, you know, the point of view of God or love or the mother of the divine angels, you know. The creator just watch us play. And just like any parent, you know, they love their children equally. If they're negative or positive, they love them equally. And the same thing with the point of view of humanity. We love our brothers and sisters equally, that we can totally understand the word forgiveness now. Not to forgive you if. Not really forgiving somebody who's going to go against you in 1 year, tomorrow, and 10 years. But of course, the intelligent mind will say, I don't know what I'm forgiving, so I can't forgive. But what we're really forgiving from this point of view, it is humanity. We're forgiving all the negativity, because the moment that we don't support that, we make peace with it. And we make peace with it, we quietly understand when a teacher says that it takes two hands to clap. If you take one hand away, it will no longer make the sound of a clap. And this is one of the respects of not taking the things personally. It's a gift for us that we will not give poison to ourselves or to the people that we love.
Ooh, I was just taking a second to digest that. So it's that whole place of stepping back out of it rather than, because I like your point that my mind says, if I'm going to forgive it, I have to remember what I forgave, as if somehow I need to keep score. So we're actually forgiving the true nature of humanity that in truth all of us have and all of us express. We're actually forgiving the true nature of humanity, not a single event or a single person, right?
Yes, exactly. And it's all based on respect. It's all about based on respect. That's the ultimate tool of the Toltec. And if you notice, the Egyptians have a beautiful theory. Says the only way you can go into heaven is if your heart is light as a feather. But if your heart is heavy, lighter than a feather, you cannot enter heaven. And this is what makes us, you know, make our heart heavy, is believing all those lies, supporting the drama, the injustice, everything. When we have our eyes open, we know that those people did it for a reason, because some other people hurt them, and some people hurt them. And this is breaking a chain, because same thing happened to us. Whatever happened to us, you know, someone hurt us and we hurt somebody else. And we were doing it blindly until we become aware of it. And then we were doing it automatically until we really work with ourselves. And it's looking into ourselves with honestly, without superstition, without any fanatism, and just the plain truth. And the truth is different for any other individual in life. But what I mean truth is what supports you. Like if you look into the mirror and you know that you're going against yourself, going against your body, against your mind, it's because you're identifying your message. And if you like your message, continue. But if you don't like your message, you can totally change, because that's the question we ask in the Fifth Agreement. What kind of messengers are we? What kind of messenger are you? What's the message that we're giving to the people we say we love to with all our hearts? And especially, what is the message we give to the people that we are surrounding, and especially to ourselves? That's very important. And when we look in that way, we can totally understand acceptance and forgiveness from a different point of view by the gratitude of just being alive.
I noticed that the GPS, when I'm out driving in my car and the GPS is going to give me directions, the first thing it has to do is it has to know where we are to start with if it's going to give me directions on how to get where I want to go. And I'm listening to you now and I'm thinking you're describing, I have to drop away the, oh, I couldn't be mean, or I couldn't be bad, or I couldn't be care. I have to drop away my personal story and see where and who I am to start with before I can see how to take the steps to be going to a different place.
Yes, exactly. And many times we get stuck, you know. It's like we think we're the fly getting stuck in a dream catcher, when we forget that we are the dream catcher. And what dream are we going to catch next?
So, Jose, do you see yourself as a new spokesperson for the Toltec way and the Toltec teachings?
Well, my grandmother told me something before she died. She said, Jose, if I catch you repeating what I did in my life in a message, and then if I catch you, you're doing repeating what your dad did, and you're doing his message, not your own, then you're killing culture. Because the Toltec tradition changes among time. It's nothing to be straight, because the moment that you live in the past, you get stuck in the past, and the future will not grow. So the moment that you experience of life is where you experience of yourself, and you talk with your heart, not as a parrot. You talk from your own experiences, and this is what connects. Because like I once was in this great ceremonies with great masters, and this great Amazonian shaman told me, what jungle did you come from, or what forest did you learn? And I said humbly, I came from the concrete jungle of Tijuana. That's what life put me in. That's where I grew. I lost myself in gangs, in drugs addiction, and all that kind of life until I find myself. But I know that all kind of source of life is the same wherever we go. It just feels the emotion. But then when we feel the emotion talking to us, not in English, not in Spanish, is talking to us through feeling. And when we begin feeling ourselves, we can totally feel the Toltec tradition or any kind of our tradition is being restored. And this is what I talk about. We're here to restore culture. In any kind of lineage that we come from, a way of life or religion, we all come to restore culture. And what's the culture's positivity? And this is one of the great things about this time, this generation. You know, we're living in a magical time of history of humanity, 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar. And the meaning of that is what we make of it. If we get together as a society, 100 humans, and we can agree to make it about positivity and the end of negativity, then we start making a change. Mm-hmm. This is one of the important things about restoring culture. We do it in our everyday life, in our home, in our school, in our workplace, because that's where it needs to plan.
Well, speaking of moving forward in modern culture, I'm seeing in my notes here that you have a new website. I see the Universe of Now. Is that the website address, Jose?
Yes, that's a new website that I did with my friends. Because I wanted to do a website that it was inspiring all kinds of artists, all kinds of walks of life, where people can actually put their art into this page. And it's called the Universe of Now, because it's something very needed right now. It's all the artists getting together to make positivity. So this is what I have right now. So you can see quotes, paintings, videos, all kind of life of art with my friends and me.
The Universe of Now, and I assume that's .com. Great. So, Jose, we've got just a couple minutes. I wish we had another hour and a half. I am so enjoying this conversation. We've got just a couple of minutes. You mentioned we're addicted to suffering, and it's interesting. They make a reference to that in the movie Matrix, where they said the computer originally gave everybody beautiful lives, and they found out people got bored with that. They liked it better when they had suffering in their life. It's so true. What one message would you want to get across to people about how do they recognize truth when they experience it?
Well, the truth that we recognize is in ourselves. And I want to get distorted when we try to look somebody else's truth or try to prove our truth to somebody else. Everyone has their own heaven. Or should I say that everyone got their own Garden of Eden, and everyone bit the apple in the Garden of Eden, and they believed lies. But now to re-enter heaven, we know that no one's pushing us out of heaven. It's just our own guilt, our own shame, our own story that we punish ourselves with. So like Father says to me one day, says, you know, Jose, the human is the only living being in the planet that punishes itself 1,000 times for its same mistakes. And I said, no, I think it's more that because I've done it more than one time. But in that, but in that moment, he showed me a reflection of the tendency that we have of humans. So one thing that I say to myself and I say to everybody that I come up is, let's restore culture. Let's make history before we die. Let's make history before we forget ourselves. And let's see that reflection with our own mind and see our full potential. Now let's restore culture. And what is more powerful that you will sacrifice this feeling that you get? A death in the family, a death in the loved one, an end of relationship, an end of work. What is more powerful that you will give up and give the most sacred thing in life up for, sacrifice it? This is the moment that we are awakening time. And if we don't change, we're going to sleep behind with the shrimp. You know, we're going to let the current take us away. It's really time to really respect yourself, because when you respect yourself, you're cleaning up your message and you're really giving a gift to your family. So this Christmas, let's forget about giving material items to our family. Let's give them the big source that, you know, they will appreciate and love, and that's our positivity in our homes, in our schools, in our way of life. Let's make that simple as possible. And of course, you know, intelligent mind will say it can't be that simple. It has to be complicated. And why does it say that? It's because when we say it's complicated, we're putting excuses to not take action. So in that moment, really put attention to your complaining. If your complaining is paralyzing you to achieve your dreams, or complaining is just making you realize so you can be skeptic to it and fulfill your dreams. Make your life a masterpiece of art.
You know, there's nothing I could put on top of that except my appreciation and my thank you. I know the Four Agreements rode on the New York Times bestsellers list for over 7 years and has affected millions of people. You've brought forward the Fifth Agreement, which is an inspiration of taking that information and moving it forward into today. Jose, this has been an absolute delight. I'll look forward to getting to meet you at the New Living Expo. And I want to let everybody know, this is Scout Bartlett. You've been listening to the special New Living Expo edition of Life Insights Live here, broadcasting on our flagship station, KEST, in San Francisco, simulcast on KESTradio.com. And I want to remind every single one of you that treat yourselves as a loved one, because you truly are, and that today is a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose.